You know the Eden Rock, Dick said to the salesman. In Miami Beach. They got reservations. A present from her folks. 2 weeks at $40 a day. How about that? An ugly runt like him, he's making it with a honey she's not only built, but loaded. While guys like you and me, good-looking guys. The clerk presented the bill. Dick reached in his hip pocket, frowned, snapped his fingers, and said, Hot damn, I forgot my wallet. Which to his partner seemed a ploy so feeble that it couldn't possibly fool a day-old nigger. The clerk apparently was not of that opinion, for he produced a blank check, and when Dick made it out for $80 more than the bill totaled, instantly paid over the difference in cash. Outside, Dick said, So you're gonna get married next week? Well, you'll need a ring. Moments later, riding in Dick's aged Chevrolet, they arrived at a store named Best Jewelry. From there, after purchasing by check a diamond engagement ring and a diamond wedding band, they drove to a pawn shop to dispose of these items. Perry was sorry to see them go. He'd begun to half-credit the make-believe bride, though in his conception of her, as opposed to Dick's, she was not rich, not beautiful. Rather, she was nicely groomed, gently spoken, was conceivably a college graduate. In any event, a very intellectual type. A sort of girl he'd always wanted to meet, but in fact never had. Unless you counted Cookie, the nurse he'd known when he was hospitalized as a result of his motorcycle accident. A swell kid, Cookie, and she had liked him, pitied him, babied him, inspired him to read serious literature. Gone with the Wind, This Is My Beloved. Sexual episodes of a strange and stealthy nature had occurred, and love had been mentioned, and marriage too. But eventually, when his injuries had mended, he'd told her goodbye and given her, by way of explanation, a poem he pretended to have written. There's a race of men that don't fit in, a race that can't stay still. So they break the hearts of kith and kin, and they roam the world at will. They range the field and they rove the flood, and they climb the mountain's crest. Theirs is the curse of the gypsy blood, and they don't know how to rest. If they just went straight, they might go far. They are strong and brave and true, but they're always tired of the things that are, and they want the strange and new. He had not seen her again, or ever heard from or of her. Yet several years later, he'd had her name tattooed on his arm. And once, when Dick asked who Cookie was, he'd said, Nobody. A girl I almost married. That Dick had been married, twice, and had fathered 3 sons was something he envied. A wife. Children. Those were experiences a man ought to have, even if, as with Dick, they didn't make him happy or do him any good.